when you give people who don't deserve positions, they get overwhelmed. They start thinking that they are bigger than everybody. That's what Kapyongo now thinks, eh? Kalito taxpayer's car there. You know, he's never ridden in a nice car, eh? He's like, he's got a nice car for the first time, he's driving around for the first time. He gets overwhelmed. That's Kapyongo. He has limitations. That's my message, number one. Number two, he is not the constitution. He must go and change the constitution. The freedom of assembly is enshrined in the constitution. The Public Order Act is amended via the Christine Murundinga, you know, case. It's very clear. So Kapyongo is not about those laws. If he wants to do what he's saying he will do, I want to assure you, citizens are stronger than him. Very soon he will start asking for a meeting with Akainde through GDM. Quietly in the night, 0102. I'm telling you the truth. It will be up to him whether he wants to facilitate that meeting.
Kapyongo was saying, I declared myself president of South Africa. He's so shallow. Maybe he must continue extending money in Katondo instead of occupying that office. Stupid, that office is stupid for him. He must go to his profession as a money changer in Katondo. That's his profession.